1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. I love this. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Father, we thank you for endurance. We thank you for strength. We ask you for wisdom. We thank you for giving us eyes to see. Help us, Lord, run our race, stay in our own lane, and finish what you've asked us to do. We know many people are going through trials and tribulations and persecution. And Father, you said you'd be with us. So we ask you to strengthen us all, heal our hearts for what we need to go through in these coming days. And give me a mouth that says only what you want me to say, no more and no less. And we promise to give you alone all the praise and all the glory. And everyone said? We're talking about running your race, staying in your own lane, and doing what God wants you to do. A poem called The Race. A young boy ran a race, and he fell many times. And to his dad, he sadly said, I didn't do too well. To me, son, you won, his father said. You rose each time you fell. So no matter where you're at, many of us have things in our past that we just said we wish we would have made better choices. Many of us were deceived in movements we didn't know were coming out. But God looks at the heart and he sees if you fell, rise again. Rise again, because we've got stuff we still need to do. And we pray that our group is tight and right, that God puts people around you in these end times that are supposed to be there, because confidence in an unfaithful man in times of trouble is like a tooth. It's broken. You can't put confidence in it. And we need to know the people that are with us and what we see. And God's going to give us, just like he gave Mary, Elizabeth, Mary, end times. He puts people in our lives for a reason. And sometimes for a season. And when that season's up and they no longer want to walk, we have to let them go. As painful as it is, it's time to find out people that want to go the long haul with you. I'm in for the long haul. How about you? Amen. The race isn't over until we cross the finish line. So don't quit. Don't faint. I'm just going to give you a couple stories. In 1992, this is true, 1992, the semifinals for the Olympics, there was a guy named Derek Redmond, and he could see the finish line. He knew he was going in for the finish line. Then a sharp pain in the back of his leg, a torn hamstring. He fell, he got up, and started hopping. His father runs from the stands and says, you don't have to do this. Yes, I do, Derek said. Then we will finish together. The crowd stood up and wept. And that's what we have to do. Get up, keep going, because God's with us. God's with you. And when we hurt and we fall, he's right there. A little boy, this is another true story, was with his father during a terrorist attack, and he was a very small boy. There was gunfire, there was shouting, and there was a lot of confusion. When it was all done, the father asked his son, were you afraid? The boy answered, no, Daddy, you were holding my hand. Our Heavenly Father's holding us. Amen. Never think that you're alone in this battle, because he's with us. That's the way we need to be with the Lord. In Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord goes before you. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither will he forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. What does it mean to be dismayed? Don't be alarmed. Don't be concerned. Don't lose your courage. Fear not and be not dismayed. God doesn't want us to lose our courage in this hour. And the only way we can be courageous is by keeping our eyes on Him. There's a lot of things going on. I feel like there's a shift happening in the world right now. There's a lot of things going on. And if you have eyes to see and you've been listening, God's been preparing us. But those that don't want to hear, I hate to say it, but sometimes there's no more warning for them because they don't want to see, they don't want to hear, they don't want to hear it. But God always has His watchmen that let you know what is coming and what's going on. He wants to prepare His people. So don't be discouraged if people don't want to hear what you have to say, because we're all facing it. We're facing it in our families. We're facing it in our churches. We're facing it everywhere we go. People are brainwashed. They either see or they don't. The blind are leading the blind, or they see because they've been listening to the Lord and they're reading their Bibles and they're seeing things happen and unfold. But you're going to see, we're going to see a great deception. And it's here, and it's very hard to know that some of your loved ones are deceived and they don't want to listen. The Bible says all the nations shall be deceived by the pharmakeia, right? So it's not just you. This is a worldwide event that's going on, and it's not over yet. Now, we're actually just getting started. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, running our race, knowing God's with us. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. I like to write beside their unnecessary baggage. Because when a runner runs, he doesn't put on boots and a parka. A runner barely has anything on because he doesn't want to be weighted down. And there are some things in our life that are weights. Sometimes God removes those weights. Sometimes you got to lay them down. But anything that would stop you from running is a weight. And the sin. This isn't the time to be in sin. This is a time to make sure that you lay aside sin. There's nothing that's worth sinning right now. There's nothing. There's no one. There's nothing important enough to get yourself right with God in this hour and run your race knowing you've fallen, but it's time to get up again. It's time to dust yourself off, forgive yourself, forgive other people. This is a time many people have unforgiveness. They're bitter. They're fighting. And this is what the enemy wants. And if you study Germany, you see how the division, the enemy loves to pit people against each other. We've never seen the division that's here in our country, but we've seen this happen in other countries. But we lay aside every sin which doth so beset us, and let us run with patience. What does that mean? Endurance. So when you have to run, we have to run to the finish line until God calls us home. We have a mission. It's to do His will. What's His will? What He tells us to do. Our assignments can change sometimes, but we're doing it because of what He tells us to do, and He gives us the strength to do what He's asked us to do. And we have to stay out of the fear of man, because people-pleasing is a terrible thing to be caught in right now. We have to have the fear of the Lord and do everything in His fear, in His presence, knowing He's watching us, He's taking care of us. So run with patience the race that is set before us. And how do we run it? Look to Him. You can't look in your own strength anymore. Our own strength fails. Every day it's a new day. You got to look to Him. Looking unto Jesus, the author. Remember when you got saved, there was nobody there probably. He started, gave you a new beginning. And He's also, as we look to Him, going to help us finish. We're not just running by ourselves. Even though friends have left you, family has left you, He said He'd never leave. He'll never forsake you. So He's the finisher. How are you going to finish? Just like that little boy holding on to his father's. I wasn't afraid because God's with me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All these different people went through the fiery furnace, different trials. But they said God was with them. So you have to keep focused that God is with us. Even though these times are dark. And the lawlessness is increasing, and darkness is increasing. There's so much bad news out there, we don't even like to listen to the news. But sometimes you just have to know what's going on. But the fear that they're trying to put in people, just the paranoia, the propaganda. But if you study history, this is a repeat of what they've always done. So you have to know, who's controlling the propaganda? Who's controlling? certain things. And that gives you peace because you can see. Someone told me, I don't want to know the plans of the enemy. And I want to say, that's why you're deceived. That's why you fell for his bait, because you don't want to know his plans. God said expose the enemy. Doesn't say embrace him and pretend he's not there. Those are the ones that are going to fall for deception in the last days. So know it. Know there's deception, but it doesn't have to be you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him. If you don't consider him, this is a day you could get weary. You could get in fear. And he said, don't fear and do not be dismayed, because I'm with you. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and you faint in your minds. As you're running your race, this is the other thing we're going to have to do. We're going to have to keep our hearts. Nobody else is going to be able to keep your heart. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But there was a true story about a drag race, and a guy in the race got hit by another racer, and he crashed into the wall, destroyed his car. He got so angry, he loses it. This was his big chance. This was his big race, and he hit the wall, as they say. He gets out of his car on the racetrack for vengeance. He was going to go get that guy that destroyed his vehicle and caused him to lose a race. Guess what? He got out of his lane, you could say. He got hit and he died. Vengeance isn't worth it. Our flesh always wants to rise up when we're hurt, because we're human. We still have feelings and emotions, but we have to keep ourselves in check. Think if he wouldn't have lost it and got angry, he'd still be living. I don't know when this story was, but it might have been a long time. Maybe he would be dead by now. But that's not the way he would have ended. So if you get into vengeance, you're really saying, I don't trust God to work this out. I'm going to do it myself. You're saying God is not capable of fighting my battles. So we have to guard our heart from being offended, because one of the signs of the end times, many shall be offended and shall betray one another. Judas was right in the middle of Jesus' team, but guess what? He betrayed. We can handle betrayal out there, but Jesus let us know it was also going to be on the inside. Why? So you can handle it. If they did it to Jesus, God is capable of fighting our battles. And we're not in a sprint. A sprint is a short, fast race. And I like to use my oldest son on this one. He was fast. He could beat anybody, anything. He would just race, race, race. And then it was done. Well, we're not in a sprint. And I don't like racing. I don't like running fast and coming in last. I didn't like races, but some people do. They just love running. They love races. They love swimming. They love all this stuff. But those are short races, and then they're done. But our race is for the long haul. We're like in a long marathon. And you got to take breaks sometimes and get refreshed. You got to stay filled with oil. You got to keep your eyes on him. There's a lot of things that will distract us in this day. And we got to keep our eyes knowing we're in for the long haul. It's a long race until the finish line, until we leave our bodies, until your spirit and soul leaves your bodies. We have a race that we have to run. Endurance is the key to make it to the end. We're in for the long haul. So we lay aside the weights. Another thing weights are cares. Boy, there's so many cares of this world. And I was thinking how the sower sows the word, and some people don't grow because they're full of cares, anxiety. They don't let that word grow in them. They really don't know their Bibles, and they let the cares of this world, or they just want to be like in the days of Noah, partying, having fun, living in their bubble. Don't tell me anything negative because I don't want to hear it. They're the ones that are going to be totally surprised, because they're not listening. They're not watching. They're not listening to the watchman. Lay aside the weights, the cares, the fears, the unnecessary baggage. Again, when we're running, there's things we shouldn't have on us. There's so many times in the movements I've come out of, they'd say, you got to live in a big house. You got to have a big car. You got to. People were going in debt to try to impress each other. We don't need to impress anyone. If they're your friend, they don't need to be impressed. And you don't need to impress. They don't need to impress you either. Let them run their race with what they have, what they don't have. It doesn't matter. Jesus is a friend that's going to stick closer than a brother. We don't need anything in our life right now that's going to slow us down. Lay aside the sin. I see people exploding with things they could have dealt with. When things are an offense and they're little, you need to talk them out. If you wait and let things grow and grow and grow, grow and grow, you're going to have a bitterness. And then what happens? You defile everyone else. It's not worth it. You have a race to run. I've seen people backslide and get bitter and not forgive people. And you know what happens? It affects the person. Because it's like you're drinking poison and expecting them to die. It's affecting you. It's affecting your heart. It's affecting your walk. Lay aside the sins. Lay aside the bitterness and offense. You got to exercise yourself to not be offended. It's easy to be offended. You have to exercise not to. And this is a very important part. The Greeks had a race in their Olympic Games. The winner was not the runner who finished first. It's not how fast they ran and got a medal, but the runner who finished with his torch still lit. Are you going to walk with God to the end? Even if some things happen and some things don't, these end time events, we were not expecting. Even 10 years ago, we were not expecting a lot of these things that we're seeing unfold in our churches, in politics, in the government. All these things are happening. And you got to have a strong foundation in the Lord, because the Bible says everything that can be shaken will be, but his kingdom won't be. So we have to make sure we're rooted and grounded in him. And you're going to find out the people that aren't. You're going to see it. You're going to see them fall. You're going to see them get caught up in the world. You're going to see them doing all these things in the world, thinking that nothing's happening. We need to run our race and stay in our own lane. What does that mean? Mind your own business. Mind your own business. I've had people tell me what to preach. You got to preach this and that. That's not your business. I have to stand before God on what I'm called to do. Well, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Stay in your own lane. Stay in your own lane. You're accountable to God for what you're called to do. And if I'm in your lane, I'm going to tell you what to do. But guess what? Then you're not running your race. You're busy trying to tell me how to run mine. So we need to run our race, stay in our own lane, and stay filled with oil. Stay filled. Stay filled. It's so easy to get depressed, discouraged, sad. There's so much confusion, chaos, and division. And this is what's going to happen in the end times. He tells us that these things are going to happen as these different horns and beasts and all these systems happen. But what do? We stay filled. We stay filled. Remember the virgins? Some got filled, and then the ones that ran out came. I want your oil. Too late. We got to learn how to fill ourselves up every day. Fill up with oil. Mind our own business. And in your race, in my race, it's filled with obstacles. It's not just running your race. There's an enemy that wants to destroy your soul. He wants to get you fearful. And that's the thing. When you listen to the news and it's fear, 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 people don't even think anymore. They don't even use common sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Science, falsely called, the Bible says. They're following stuff that's not even, one day they say this, the next day they totally reverse it. Why? Chaos, division, and confusion. And the enemy wants us to be divided. Well, if you're not deceived, you won't be divided. If they withdraw and attack you, that's on them. But if you do it, it's on you, because that's an obstacle you have to overcome. Setbacks, hindrances, detours, all these things are on our race. How are you going to handle a detour? Well, of course we don't like detours, but we face them. We regroup. We skip back up again and do what God asks us to do. But the main thing I want to leave you with is here in Proverbs 4. The most important thing that we have to do is guard ourselves, guard our heart. Proverbs 4:23, and it's not easy. Because we're being blasted from the news, politics, everything is political, everything's got an agenda now. So you have to not faint and be weary and know we're called for such a time as this. We're called for such a time as this. God knew you were going to be born, that you'd be here, and you're called for, they'll say, I don't want to be here now. Just take me to heaven. You're not done. Your race isn't done. Your grandkids need you. Your kids, maybe they're rebellious and don't want to hear. There might be a day they cry out. Pray for them. And if you don't agree with people, there is something called prayer. Rather than attack people, why don't you pray for them, right? Because people stop praying. So what do? Verse 23, keep your heart. That's a military term. You know what military is, right? They guard things. They guard statues and stuff. They don't let things just come in. Well, that's how you have to be with your heart. You have to know what to let in, and then you have to know how to guard it, and you have to know how to keep things away from you. So guard it. Guard your heart. Just once in a while. No, it's becoming a daily thing. With all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We guard our cars. We lock our cars. We guard our houses. We guard our property. We guard our money. But we leave our hearts totally open for the enemy to attack us. With disappointment, with discouragement, all these different things. You got to guard your heart when you're under attack, which we all have been attacked and will be, and you fall, rise again. A righteous man falls, but guess what? He gets up again. I look back with shame thinking, how could have I fallen for this prophetic movement? That I was just like, I look back and I was just like, oh my goodness, how could, but I can't stay there. I have to get back up and not focus on that, or I'd just be like, forget it. Some of the things I taught and thought was right, my heart was right. But I was following a lot of these people that were false prophets because they were popular and famous. We all were coming through some of this. Well, shake it off. Shake it off. Guard your heart. But we don't guard worthless things like garbage cans. You don't put a... There's a lot of things you just... Well, you treat your heart like a garbage can. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. There used to be a guy that used to say that all the time back in the day. Garbage in, garbage out. So you got to guard it. And then when you get darts, it's hard because you focus on those darts and those words and those mean people, and you have to pull them out. And it's a process. It's not easy. The division we're facing now is division. You either want this or you don't want this. You judge this one for this or that one. The whole world is divided. The doctors are divided. The nurses are divided. The teachers are divided. The children are. It's just a whole different thing that we've never dealt with before. So you got to guard that heart. Musicians know the first thing they have to do is to tune their instrument. It always goes out of tune. I've been around a lot of musicians in my day. They're always tuning their instruments because they just go flat. Well, the same thing with our hearts. You got to tune it. You got to tune it to the Word of God because your heart's just going to naturally go offended. You're going to be upset with people. You're going to be upset with your kids. You're upset with your dad. You got to tune it. You got to tune it. You got to tune it. It constantly falls out of tune. That's why the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It's funny, and I've talked about this before, but at the New Year's party, the New Year's Day tournament of the Rose Parade, a beautiful float. It was just the most beautiful float of all. And all of a sudden, it started puttering, and it ran out of gas. The whole parade was halted and stopped until someone got a can of gas so that that float could get filled up. And it was sad because it was a Standard Oil float. Well, we're supposed to be filled with oil. And if we're not, we're going to putter and stop. Sometimes people can help us. We need friends that can help us. But ultimately, it comes to the point you got to fill yourself up with oil. You got to guard your own heart. And then it says, put away from thee a froward mouth. Say that five times. Froward mouth and perverse lips. And I looked that up today. What is a froward mouth? A person's mouth is not easily controlled. If you're going to guard your heart, you're going to have to watch what comes out of it as well. What you put in and what you put out. Because a person's mouth is not easily controlled. Speaks whatever they want, whenever they want. And what happens? You sow discord. When you do that, you don't control yourself. You sow discord. We choose what comes out of our mouths. And there'll be a day we stand before God for what comes out of our mouth, right? So practice now what comes out of your mouth. It says in Proverbs 22:5, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward, but he that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. So a lot of times we bring on our own trouble because of what we say. We bring on traps and snares and thorns. In other words, they come back to bite you. Well, you said this, and you said this, and you said this. So we have to ask God to help us keep our mouth. Because when we're hurt, things come out. We say things. But here it says, put away from thee that kind of a mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelashes look straight before thee. Why? We're running a race. We don't have time. We're running our race. We need to run our own race, stay in our own lane. What's God asked you to do? He didn't call you to babysit other people. This is a day, people got mad I said that, but it's true. You can't babysit somebody else. If they don't want truth in this hour, you've got to go forward and do what God's asked you to do. Because we answer to the Lord. And I have to do what God's asked me to do. It might not be what he's called you to do, but let me do what God's asked me to do, and I want to let you do what God's asked you to do. Because we have different lanes. We're not in the same lane. We're not asked to do the same thing. My heart is to do the will of the Lord. What God, definitely not what I want to do. I would never be a preacher. I couldn't stand preachers. My brother came home one day and said he was saved and he was going to be a preacher. We disowned him when we were little. No, we don't want you to be a preacher. We don't want preachers in the family. That wasn't on our high list. But God had other plans. Take care of your heart. What are you responsible for? What's in your lane? What are you supposed to run? What's your long haul that you're supposed to do for the Lord? Take care. Don't let it go bad. You know when something goes sour? You don't want to smell it. You don't want to be around it. Ooh, I left it in the fridge too long. It got sour. Well, what about a person that's offended and they have a bad heart and they're defiling people? You've let and allowed yourself to go sour. And we don't have anyone to blame but ourselves because we didn't guard our hearts. And we didn't guard our hearts because people haven't told us we were supposed to guard our heart. No one else is going to guard it. What comes in and what comes out is our responsibility. Take care. Do not let it go sour. Pay attention to your heart. Protect against danger. Don't let it go down the wrong path. Self-pity is a bad path. And we've all been in self-pity, right? Guard your heart so you don't go down the wrong path. So let's pray. Father, we thank you. We are in for the long haul. You are the author. You're the finisher. And forgive us for looking to people. Sometimes we've looked at people and they've let us down. And it caused us to not run and do what we've been called to do. Help us keep our eyes on you, Lord. Just like that little boy who said, I'm not afraid. My dad's here. My father's here. Just like that race that they were running. The father said, all right, if you're going to do this, I'm going to do it with you. So I ask everyone Father, that's out there that's listening, that they would run their own race, stay in their own lane. We know their disappointments. Their kids aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Parents have done things we don't agree with. The world is changing. There's some things we cannot control, but we can, with your help and the Holy Spirit, guard our hearts with all diligence and make sure it's in tune with your Holy Spirit and your word. Help us, Lord. And everyone said, in Jesus' name, amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing, so we depend.